You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rose Carlisle, how are you? Hi.
I'm great. Lovely to be here. Thank you.
It's really cool to be able to talk to you. I guess my first question would be, has the idea of becoming an author always excited you? What's it like being an author, essentially?
Yeah, I did always want to be an author, at least I know since I was six, and I nagged my godfather to get me a typewriter, and I actually got one in the end. But then life kind of got in the way, and I forgot about it for a few years, and it was really exciting to rediscover that and just start writing.
You're most well known for your book, A Girl in the Mirror. For those who maybe haven't read it yet, could you give us a bit of backstory about the book, writing the book, and the plot without giving away too many spoilers? We want people to read it, obviously.
Sure. So The Girl in the Mirror is about identical twin sisters who, to the outside world, appear to be equally beautiful and successful and happy. But on the inside, Iris is the younger twin, and she felt that her family didn't know they were having twins, didn't really want or expect her to be born, and she's always felt that she's really different on the inside from her twin sister. So she feels really inferior, she's jealous of her twin sister's life, and then she gets invited on a sailing trip, and an opportunity arises for her to take what she's always wanted, so to speak. And it's a big part of the book, whether she will take that and what the consequences will be, because, you know, it's a thriller, so there's a lot going on that she doesn't know about. Yeah.
What's your creative process like? Does it involve anything external or internal? Do you ever struggle with things like writer's block?
Well, interestingly, I heard the children's author Joy Cowley on Radio New Zealand a few years ago saying that you should give your best time every day to your creative process. And I really took that to heart. So I started getting up in the morning when the house was quiet, it was still dark, before I did anything else, because I'm a real morning person. And so I would write, you know, in the pitch black when I had quiet, and I would just throw myself into it. And I've always believed that you can't let yourself have writer's block. If you feel that you've got writer's block, it's actually an opportunity to figure out what is going wrong with your story and fix it. It's not a reason to stop writing. So you've really just got to push through it, yeah.
Now, you are quite an avid sailor, quite an adventurous person. Or would you call yourself quite an adventurous person, being a sailor?
It's funny, I've done a lot of sailing in my life, and some of it has been quite adventurous. Like, I've been to the sub-Antarctic islands south of New Zealand, so that's the Campbell Islands and the Antipodes Islands, which are in rough Southern Ocean and very stormy seas to get to them. And I've also sailed across the Indian Ocean and done a few other things. But I didn't really realise at the time that they were adventurous. It's only really when I look back and I think, wow, what was I thinking? That was really scary. So I guess, they were scary, but also just really, really appealing to me and really amazing experiences that I've had the chance to take in my life, yeah.
You've obviously travelled a lot. Now, without giving too much away about the plot, A Girl in the Mirror does involve sailing in it, and obviously the characters going on this quite wondrous adventure. Does your own insight with the travels that you've been on give you sort of a boost in creativity, or just that extra bit of detail that's needed in your writing?
Yeah, it's so nice to write about something that you've actually done. So I have actually done the sailing trip across the Indian Ocean from Thailand and going into the Seychelles, which is what the characters do in The Girl in the Mirror. And I certainly found that when I was writing, it was better than looking at photos, at bringing that whole experience back to me and remembering some of the really amazing moments. Like, there's a moment in the book where my main character jumps off the yacht in the middle of the ocean and goes under the water. And I think it would be really hard to write that accurately if I hadn't done it myself. So it was actually really pleasurable for me as an author to sort of relive some of the most exciting moments in my life by giving those moments to my characters and having them live through similar events. Yeah. Having said that, It is different from what happened to me on my trip, thankfully.
Now, along with being an author and experienced sailor as well, you've also got your law degree. What are your thoughts on the saying, you'll never do one thing for the rest of your life?
It's certainly true in my case, and I say that to my kids a lot when they're sort of choosing their career, and, you know, a couple of them have already had a career change, like, in their teens. So I think it doesn't matter if you change career. It doesn't mean that the first thing you did was wrong, because you often get a lot of really valuable ideas and skills out of that career. Even, you know, whether you switch in the middle of your degree or you change, you know, 2 years after you finish, it doesn't really matter. Everything that you do in your life does contribute to make you a more well-rounded person. And I think it's really essential to be willing to switch paths if you need to.
The discipline of writing is quite interesting. Often you'll hear people say, oh, I have such a great idea for a novel. This would make a great novel. But obviously it is quite a big commitment. And committing to writing every day is maybe a big ask for some. What's your advice for young adults, students, teenagers, that young person who loves to write and say would love to become an author in the future, but they may think it's a bit too risky?
I think that it is quite risky to say I'm going to, you know, bank my whole career on getting a book published, because it may take a lot longer than you think. It may be a harder road than you think, or it may be easier, who knows. But I think it is actually good to have a day job, have something that you can fall back on, and that does make it hard to have time to write. But if you just, it doesn't need to be every day, but if you commit to just regularly write, you will get better through sheer practice. And the other thing that I think is important to do is to reach out and find other writers, have a community of people who will encourage you, read each other's work, because it is quite a solitary profession, especially if you're getting up in the pitch black to write.
Now, The Girl in the Mirror was picked up by publishers all across the world, as we know, and in fact it was picked up by Hollywood, turned into a Netflix series. I feel like with the younger generation, obviously, we're quite online a lot more than we do read books, but highly encourage everyone to go read the book. What was your reaction to your book being picked up by Netflix?
Well, it's not actually Netflix, but it's a similar, it was my absolute dream, you know. I mean, it's every writer's dream to actually see your characters be embodied and turned into flesh. I mean, even when I heard my audiobook, I was actually so happy that I was crying, because just hearing this young Australian woman sound exactly like my main character, Iris, was quite amazing for me. So I really love the idea of it being on the screen. But my first love is always the book. I feel like a book can actually give you something that TV can't that easily give you, of really putting you in another person's life, and you can smell what they smell and feel what they feel, as well as seeing what they see. So, I mean, I'm really excited about it, but my first love is always writing, you know, books rather than TV.
Awesome. I do apologize. I think I may have misread something on the internet while I was doing research for this interview. I thought it was on Netflix. My final question would be, reading recommendations. What are you reading at the moment? What have been some good reads of yours recently? And if anyone's just like, oh man, I don't know what new book to pick up, maybe they've just finished a book, maybe, and I'm guilty of this as well, I'll just go on to a new book without finishing the one I'm already reading. Anything that you've read that you've thought is pretty good at the moment,
Well, I read a huge range of books. I mean, I'm reading Anna Karenina at the moment, which is probably like far too long for most people. It's about as long as 5 average novels. The last thing I finished was J.P. Pomare's latest book, which is called Home Before Dark. Is it Home Before Night? Sorry. And I found that a really nice, easy-to-read, fast-paced thriller set in Melbourne. And J.P. Pomare is a really great, young, up-and-coming New Zealand author. Well, he's more than up-and-coming. He's really well-established. But, yeah, he's managed to do it at a ridiculously young age. So, yeah, I recommend him for sure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.